Fear evil like fire. St. John of Kronstadt. Fear evil like fire. Don't let it touch your heart, even if it seems just or righteous. No matter what the circumstances, don't let it come into you. Evil is always evil. Sometimes evil presents itself as an endeavor to God's glory, or as something with good intentions towards your neighbor. Even in these cases, don't trust this feeling. It's a wrong labor, and it is not filled with wisdom. Instead, work on chasing evil from yourself. Evil, however innocent it looks, offends God's long-suffering love, which is His foremost glory. Judas betrayed his Lord for 30 pieces of silver, under the guise of helping the poor. Keep in mind that the enemy continuously seeks your death and attacks more fiercely when you're not alert. His evil is endless. Don't let self-esteem and the love of material goods win you over. When you feel anger against someone, believe with your whole heart that it's a result of the devil's work in your heart. Try to hate him and his deeds, and it will leave you. Don't admit it as a part of yourself, and don't justify it. I know this from experience. The devil hides himself behind our souls, and we blindly think we're acting by ourselves. Then we defend the devil's work as something that is a part of us. Sometimes we think that anger is a fair reaction to something bad. But the idea that a passion could ever be fair is a total and deadly lie. When someone is angry at you, remember that this evil feeling is not him. He's just fooled by the devil and is a suffering instrument in his hand. Pray that the enemy leaves him and that God opens his spiritual eyes, which have been darkened by the evil spirit. Pray to God for all people enslaved by passions, because the enemy is acting in their hearts. Perhaps you hate your neighbor, despise him, don't want to talk to him peacefully and lovingly because he has been rude, arrogant, or disgusting in his speech or manners. You may despise him for being full of himself, or proud, or disrespectful. But you are to blame more than he is. Physician, heal yourself. Luke 4:23. So teacher, teach yourself. This kind of anger is worse than any other evil. How could evil be chased out by another evil? How can you take a needle from the eye of another person while having a log in your own? Evil defects must be fixed with love, kindness, resignation, and patience. Admit yourself as the worst of all sinners and believe it. Consider yourself the worst one. Chase away any boldness, anger, impatience, and fury. Then you may start helping others. Be indulgent about defects of others, because if you see their faults all the time, there will be continuous enmity. The plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Psalm 129, verse 3. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6:14. We can feel from time to time the most perfect love for God without loving each other. This is a strange thing, and only few care about it. But love for our neighbor will never come without our own effort. A real Christian doesn't have any reason to be angry at anybody. Anger is the devil's deed. A Christian should have only love inside, and since love doesn't boast, he shouldn't boast or have any bad thoughts towards others. For example, I must not think about another person that he is evil, proud, etc. And I must not think that if I forgive his offense, he would laugh at me or upset me again. We must not let evil hide in us under any pretense. Evil and anger usually have many different veils. Don't yield to gloomy feelings in your heart, but control and eradicate them with the power of faith and the light of the sane mind. These strengths will make you feel secure. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. Psalm 25, verse 20. Gloomy feelings usually develop deep in the heart. Someone who didn't learn how to control them will be gloomy, pensive most of the time, and it will be hard for him to deal with himself and other people. When he comes close to you, sustain yourself with inner strength, happiness, and innocent jokes, and they will leave you soon. This is from experience. Lord, give me strength to love everyone like myself, and never to get angry or work for the devil. Give me strength to crucify my self-esteem, my pride, my greed, my skepticism, and other passions. Let us have a name, a mutual love. Let us not worry about anything. Be the only God of our hearts, and let us desire nothing except you. Let us live always in unifying love, and let us hate anything that separates us from each other and from love. So be it. So be it. If God showed himself to us and lives inside us as we in him, according to his eternal word, wouldn't he give us everything? Would he ever trick us or leave us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Romans 8:32. Now be comforted, my dear, and know nothing but love. This is my command. Love each other. John 15:17.